Thank you for all warnings. Jetzt höre ich nichts mehr. Yeah, we overcome the enemy all the time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Save us, Lord, from all death, Lord. Lord, that we are useful for you in this battle. Praise you, Lord, you are our victory. Over all the giants, you are our victory. Thank you for the spirit of faith. Amen. Yeah, we ask you, Lord, that you give us this faith. We want to have your faith. You said, have the faith of God. We don't want to have faith out of our own mind, but we want to have your faith. That we overcome by faith. Yeah. Thank you that you turned on your fire in us. Thank you that your fire is also burning away everything which is hindering us from going on. Thank you that we can mingle your word with faith. Thank you for the precious faith, Lord. Thank you, we have a spirit of faith. Yeah, we purge out all unbelief. We have faith that you will bring us into the good land. Amen. Thank you. You will build up your kingdom of priests with us. Thank you for your speaking to us and this weekend to overcome all death in your priesthood. Thank you. Yeah, we enter the good land by faith. Thank you for the spirit of faith. Yeah, we don't have a spirit of anxiety, but of power, love, and a sober mind, Lord. Thank you for the spirit. Thank you. We are not of those who draw back, but of those who believe and gain the soul. Lord, we come forward to you. We are not of those who draw back, but we have faith and we gain the soul. Thank you for the precious spirit of faith, Lord. Strengthen our faith to conquer this good land. I want to read from Numbers 14, 10 to 11. Numbers 14, 10 to 11. And all of the congregation sat to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the meeting before all the children of Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? Yeah, Lord, give us all this conscience to realize what it means to be in sin and death, and to cleanse us quickly that we would not reject you, Lord, and that we would be cleansed, and we love you, Lord, and we don't want to reject you. We, yeah, we want to fear you. We have the fear of the Lord and fear your word. And show us in this conference what it means to turn away from you. Also in our thoughts. Yeah. Help us to pray in the Spirit all the time. Thank you for your presence among us. Cleanse us also this afternoon through the washing by the word. Cleanse us from all death, Lord. From all spot and wrinkle. That we would be a church that is glorious. That is well-pleasing to you. And that is waiting for your soon return, Lord. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Yeah, speak to us newly today. Yeah.
Amen.
And multiply our faith, Lord. Thank you for the same precious faith. Thank you that you give us these warnings. Lord, we hold fast to the faith. We thank you that you saved us from all captivity and slavery from this world. Thank you, you are our feast of Passover. Thank you for the feast of unleavened bread. Yeah, we keep all of these feasts. Amen. That we would not die in the desert, Lord. Yeah, we can read together Numbers 14, 8 and 9. Numbers 14,
14, 8 and 9.
Yeah, Numbers 14, 8 to 9. Numbers 14, 8 to
9.
If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. For they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Yeah, the Lord is with us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You are with us. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Yeah, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us. A land which flows with milk and honey. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm. Amen. 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 Yeah, we praise you, Lord. You give us good food in this time. You strengthen our faith, the faith in your whole people, in all of your priests. We thank you, Lord. You strengthen our faith through your speaking. Hallelujah. Lord, continue to speak to us this afternoon. Open our inner eyes. Father, we need spirit and life for the building up of your kingdom. Yeah, give us an ear to hear your voice. Strengthen all the sharing of your word. Through your spirit, go on with us unto the goal. Yeah. Oh Lord, save us from all kind of death. Fill us with your life. Thank you for the power of your resurrection. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Swallow up all death in us. Yeah, we praise you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You are this wonderful red heifer. Speak to us about your wonderful life. You are the resurrection and the life. Yeah, no one saw David except for his sheep and the father. So, and every day he had a battle because there were enemies. And this is in our daily life. We experience these battles, but praise the Lord armed us. And we are not without faith. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The time will come and it's there already when the dead ones will hear the voice of the Son of Man. And those who hear it will live. Yeah, Lord, we pray that you appear to us and that your word about the red heifer would speak to us, that we learn to experience Christ in that. Lord Jesus, we want to stay alive until the end. Yeah, cleanse us from all spiritual death, Lord. Yeah, purge it out of the church, Lord. Amen, Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, purge it out of your church. Yeah, Lord. I only want to repeat shortly. If we speak about death, it is the most terrible thing about what we can talk about. Yeah, it's the most terrible thing for all people. And in this fellowship, we hear about it, but we cannot just like speak about it. Then we go home and everything will stay the same. No, then we have a problem. No, and it's like if you're dead, it will not change this condition. But we need this attitude, Lord. I want to be changed through the Lord, by the Lord. So, and death is not only back there in Egypt, yeah? Like when they came out of Egypt, yeah? When the firstborn died. But it's not just in Egypt. Death also has to do with the people of God. And it reminded me of Sardis, that had the name, your life, that it is alive, but it was death. And it shows me the history repeated itself in Sardis, like with the people of Israel. And the Lord said the whole generation has to die, and only two of this first generation would enter in. And the Lord said the same to Sardis. Yeah, there are only some of you, a few of you, that are not defiled. And this word about spiritual death is so important to us, that we have this strong feeling, Lord, I want to be cleansed from that. I want to experience Christ as this red heifer. And let us read the Numbers 19, verse 2. Numbers 19, verse 2.
Dies ist eine Gesetzesbestimmung, die der Herr geboten hat, indem er sprach, sage den Kindern Israel.
This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they bring you a red heifer without blemish, in which there is no defect, and on which a yoke has never come. And we can continue to read in Hebrews 9:13 and 14 to see how the Lord fulfilled it, that He is the reality. Hebrews 9:13 and 14. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Cleanse us from dead works to serve the living God as priests. Yeah, this is wonderful. The ashes of a heifer and the offering without blemish. Yeah, we have to appreciate this offering without spot to God. He was always balanced. There was no spot on him, right? This was so wonderful. And especially if someone wants to cleanse us from death, the one has to be without blemish, without spot. And I'm not like that, yeah? How many times I have a problem here or I have a problem there. And these animals, they should be without blemish. But how many times do we have some kind of problem here and there? And I realized with my daughter, I want to raise her up that she would be learn obedience and I chasten her. But if I ask her grandmother, their grandmothers, they would say, oh, just the love is important, yeah. And then I would say, yes, the love is important, but also the chastening. And then they would say, yes, yes, right, but the love is important. And you say the same thing, but the meaning is different, right? Because, I'm not so balanced in that one thing, and the other one is not that balanced when it comes to the other thing. And there is spot, right? And we don't know the right way to take, but Christ is without spot, perfect in all situations. In all situations, He was without spot, without blemish. Like with the woman that committed adultery, He said, I also don't judge you. Now take heed that you don't sin anymore. This is the balanced love of the Lord. Yeah, they wanted to stone her with stones, but the Lord, He had His godly love for her, and He's without spot, without wrinkle. If there is a question in the church life, for sure we have 10 answers for that, right? But we need to go to the Lord and ask Him. He is the solution. Otherwise, we will argue and fight, and eventually there will be spiritual death because of this one question in the church. And so we have to appreciate how wonderful the Lord is. We have to appreciate if we come to Him, we will have a solution. He's without blemish. He's this red heifer. Lord, I come to You. You're without blemish. Help me. That we cleanse ourselves from all old thoughts that lead to death. And these old thoughts, why are they old? Because the Lord is not old. It is with the, like with the red heifer, it is a young cow, yeah? And it shows the Lord is not only without blemish, but He's also young. And it shows the freshness of life, like with the muscles. When you're young, the muscles, they just grow and stay strong, right? But if you grow old, then you have to do something for it. You have to practice, exercise. Yeah, my back, I have to do something for my back, because otherwise there will be a lot of problem. But if someone is young, yeah, for example, Sophia is here. She's a teenager. She doesn't have problems with her back, right? Full of life and full of strength. And this is how the Lord is, yeah. Our Lord is full of strength and life. In Acts, it says even when He died, death could not hold Him. Right, He's full of life. And in Acts 3:15, it says He is the Prince of Life, yeah. The Prince of Life, full of the indestructible life, like Hebrews 7:16 says. It is an indestructible life. And how? What's the reason why he's so young and full of power? What does he do with this freshness of life? I want to read some verses that we have an impression, that we get an impression of Christ as the red heifer. That's Hebrews 7:16, yeah. Which is the power of an endless life. And then in John 5:15. Okay, that was not the verse, but it is about whatever the Son sees the Father doing, the Son also does in like manner. That's verse 19 in John 5. And in John 4:34, the Lord said, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. And in John 8:28, the Lord says, I always do what well pleases the Father. This is amazing. In 29, verse 29, John 8. And we are not like that, yeah? If it is about the God's plan, we realize we grow old, yeah? We're not that young. But the Lord is always for the Father. And we need this power of endless life. This power of life, it has to work in us. It is easy to invite brothers and sisters and have fellowship. Or is it so easy? Yeah, that's the question. But I realize sometimes I'm not so fresh, I'm old, yeah, I'm like, but sometimes you could say, oh, maybe not today, others can do it or will do it. Or preaching the gospel, yeah, there's some who do it all the time, there are many who do it, why would I do it? Or to read a verse in the feasts, the festal gathering, to read a verse about one of the feasts to remember what the Lord has done for us. Okay, others will do it. And this attitude, this is the opposite of being young spiritually. It is this attitude, you don't want to go on, you don't want to be changed. And this is the working of death in us. And that's what we need to take serious. If it is really a terrible thing. And that's why we need this Christ. This young, living, this young living Christ without spot and wrinkle, without blemish. And wherever he went, he made alive. He healed. He freed. He raised from the dead. And we can read that. Let me read it in Matthew 8. There are three times when he healed. Matthew 8, 1-4, he said then, when he healed this person, he said in verse 4, and Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." So why did Jesus heal this guy? So that he would be able to serve him as a priest. Or then from verse 5 to 13, God healed a servant who was paralyzed. So we are all priests, but sometimes we are paralyzed, right? And then I need Christ who gives life to me and brings me back to serve him, restores me then to be able to serve him. The Lord restores. Wherever he goes, he makes alive, he restores. That's this young red heifer without blemish. And then in Matthew 8, 14 and 15, the Lord healed the fever of the mother-in-law of Peter, and he touched her hand, verse 15, and the fever left her. And she arose and served him. Yeah, it was also for the serving. How wonderful. The Lord makes us alive so we can serve him. That is, so we could see, we would serve. Like Jesus. He's the Prince of Life. He has this indestructible life. And what does he do? He's always for the Father. That is a sign that we are alive. Yeah, like the Lord testifies. So, wherever the Lord goes, he wants to make us alive. And in Matthew 14, 36, it says, the Lord doesn't... Matthew 14:36. It says, and begged him that they might only touch them of his garment, and then the second part, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. So we can be so thankful for such a Christ who wants to restore us fully, and therefore, and that's the reason why this unblemished young red heifer is red, because red is the color that represents the life. Yeah. And this priestly service among us enabled to restore it. It would be restored. We need this unblemished red heifer, full of life, and also that it is. About Eve, it says she's the mother of all living ones, and the Lord wants to give us life. That's why this heifer is actually a feminine heifer, a cow. because it represents the life. Yeah, a woman gives life, right? And that's how the Lord wants to take care of us. He wants to make us alive. Oh Lord Jesus. And this red heifer, it can set free from all death. And in these verses, you can realize it's not a common offering. Yeah? You don't see it everywhere. It's very random. Yeah? Even the Jews, they search for it thousands of years. So this experience of Christ is something that is very deep, very special. So all the offerings have to be without blemish. But this red heifer, it is not only without blemish. It also has to be young, it has to be red, and there should have no yoke shall be on her shoulder. And it's like with the Lord. The Lord was yoked by no one, right? Even in Matthew 4, when the Lord started to serve, immediately the devil came and wanted to bring him under his yoke. How he brings under his yoke all people, right? All men. But the Lord told him, go away, yeah? Because he withstood all of these testings. And it is not there's not only the yoke of sin, there are also other things that want to suppress us. Like many people, they have a goal in their life, but eventually when they reach their goal, they're still not satisfied. They realize it was not the worth pursuing this goal, right? And there's so many different kinds of being yoked. But the Lord, even when he was in his weakest situation, the moment in his low life, when he was on the cross and he was weak and the Father left him and he couldn't do anything much with his body anymore, of course, then in Colossians 2:15, still in this moment, it says about him that he disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. How wonderful. So the Lord, even in this moment, when you think he's weak, and as it says one time, even the weakness of God is stronger than the strength of man. So even in this moment, he disarmed principalities and powers. And two verses before, in verse 13 to 15, it says, and you being dead, this is the context, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us. And this is really special, this experience of this red heifer. It is not something, set me free from all death. This is not such a loose prayer. It is something very special, a very deep experience with the Lord. And we need to appreciate that. And I read one more verse in John 11. Verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. That's what Jesus said there. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Amen. And that is the cleansing of the red heifer. If someone touches death and is defiled by death, he can be purified. And that is that, like the Lord says here, that he shall live though he may die. He is the resurrection from all death. He's our salvation. We need to stay with Christ. And that's what I first of all tell myself, that we learn to touch Christ, to know him in such a way, have this desire, O Lord Jesus. And also another sign of life is when the Lord made alive many in the Gospels, a sign of this purifying water that they praise God. And if it's about praising in the fellowship, let us not have this attitude, okay, others will do it. No, let us. We should not make our praise for the Lord depending from someone who's there or is not there. No, don't. It's not dependent from any day or situation. Let us read Isaiah 38, 19 and 20. The living man, he shall praise you. And I do this day, the Father shall make known your truth to the children. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs with string instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Yeah, or like it says, or praise waits for you, O God, in Zion. Is it the same for us, with us? If some priests are not in the festal gathering, is it then like, if they're not there, is it, how is our, do we still praise the Lord? Sunday morning, before the festal gathering, we need to remember Job. And then I have to ask myself if there is something worse in my life than Job experienced. Because outwardly, Job, he was actually almost dead. But inwardly, he was not defied by God. Defied by death.
Yeah.
And if we are in a festal gathering, and it's all quiet, then there has to be a reaction. Yeah, we are in the land of the living ones. We should tell the Lord, Lord, bring me out of this death. And it is really something that is close to us and deep, and that's why we need this Christ. I realize I need this Christ as our red heifer, that the enemy and death will not bring me into the grave. And also what we should not do is, we heard some points here and this was said and that was said, so I have to do this and that now. No, it's not that easy with death. It is too easy, yeah? Because death is tricky, yeah? In the beginning we read Hebrews 9, verse 14. It says that through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God to cleanse our conscience from dead works. And so if I think, yeah, okay, now the brothers say this and that and that, and now I just do that accordingly, then it's a dead work. Because I don't come to Christ as the red heifer to tell him, Lord, make me alive. I come to you. No one can help you because everyone is with blemish. So I have to come to the Lord. Otherwise, I stay like I am. I just adopt what someone tells me, but I myself, I'm still dead. I'm still dead, and I do it dead works. And that's why the Lord, he wants to cleanse us with this ashes of the red heifer. Cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. That's the real service. That's what the red heifer is there for. To bring us into this real, true, living service. And we need to cry out to the Lord, Lord, make me alive. Therefore, this word about the cleansing, the purification, it is not like with be cleansed from sin. Lord, cleanse me from sin with your blood. No, with death it is different. It's a process of purification. It lasts for 7 days. If I realize there's death, no, it's not like immediately I'm alive again. No, it took 7 days until this person that was defiled by death was cleansed. And not only one time, he needed to apply it several times. And this is the same for me. If I have this attitude, if I am so quiet in the meetings, or there's something old, it is not cleansed away so quickly. So let us not look at each other so closely. Why don't you do that in the meeting, or this and that? No, it is not a small thing. If we apply Christ as our red heifer, we have to do it continuously, 7 days. And the one who received it at the third day, he couldn't go on like nothing happened before, right? No, he had to cleanse himself the whole 7 days. It is not so easy to be cleansed from that, from death. And Hebrews 5 verse 7, there it also says about the Lord, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, was able to save him from death. And we also want to be saved from death, right? I don't say I'm the living one here. We all have these issues of death, where the Lord needs to cleanse us from. And it's not like, okay, if the Lord doesn't do it in one day, then it doesn't work. No. What we need is these prayers and supplications and vehement cries and tears to him who can save us from death. And another example is, we need this so like the Jews, they need to search this red heifer for several thousands of years, but we can praise the Lord, say, Lord, thank you, it is Christ, praise the Lord, it is the real red heifer that sets us free from death. But to really break through, then it is really wonderful if we really break through. And Mark 10 verse 47, he realized Christ as his red heifer to be healed. Mark 10, 47, about this blind man. And it says, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then there are problems coming up, yeah. It is not so easy that death would be purged out. The Lord needs to give us life, light, that to see, it is so deep in me. Like this blind person, he had no chance to become seeing again. And he cried out to the Lord. And if we realize there is death in me and something old in me, then we need to cry out. But many here warned him to be quiet, right? But what did he do? He cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So when we want to be cleansed from death and have this way forward to Christ as this red heifer, then we need this attitude to be cleansed from all death. Oh Lord, death is really terrible. We can continue to go on for years, but then in the end, the last enemy will stop us from going on when we lay down and fall asleep and die. We cannot say we are free from that. It is really serious. And that's why the Lord introduces himself as his young red heifer without blemish, which never bear any yoke. And whenever we come forward to him, he can save us from death. Let us not think much about it, but tell the Lord, Lord, save me. I've experienced this cleansing of death in my life. And that's when we will realize there is really a real praise in my heart. Because death is really something that is not outward. It is in our heart. And we need to be cleansed from all death by Christ, our Red Heifer. Sorry, I need a short break. Okay. That was Leviticus 21 verse 1 that he just read. Leviticus 21 verse 1. Thank you, Lord, you are the reality of the red heifer. Yeah, you are without blemish, never bared any yoke. Thank you for your red color. Thank you, yeah, we enjoy you as the one who is full of life. Thank you, you are the resurrection and the life. How much do we need as you as the reality of this red heifer? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we receive this revelation. Thank you. It was really the time to realize that. We praise you for that, Lord, without end. That we were able to realize how to overcome death. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Through the resurrection, amen. Thank you, you are pure and without blemish. Thank you, you're full of life and you can create life. You resurrect, you make dead ones alive, you heal sick ones. We praise you for this, you as this red heifer. And you create life in all of us. You make the whole priesthood alive. oh, wherever we are still in death, we don't want to stay there. We want to be healed. And we continue 7 days. Full of mercy, Jesus touched their eyes and immediately they became seeing and they followed him. Thank you, Lord. Restore us all. Yeah, restore all of us. Give us also personal revelation wherever death hinders us from the priestly service. Yeah, we want to have your purpose before our eyes all the time. Yeah, we want to be watchful. Yeah, we want to look at all of your prophecies. We want to mingle it with faith. Yeah, Lord Jesus, save us from all oldness. Save us from all oldness. Through and through life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, speak to the children of Israel that they should bring to you a young red. A young heifer which is without blemish. In which there is no defect and on which a yoke has never come. This is a commandment for the children of Israel. So that shows this red heifer is not about death of the unbelievers needs to be dealt with. No, it is about death in God's people. The world, as it was said already, is death. They're all death. Ephesians 2 said, you that were death in your trespasses and sins. Yeah, where you used to walk in. Yeah. The world, the unbelievers are all dead. In the eyes of God, none of them is alive. And God, therefore God showed us there's a Passover lamb that saves us from the judgment and death in Egypt. And we all experienced that before, right? Every one of us experienced that kind of life. But as Rainer said already, there's another offering dealing with death. And this offering of the red heifer, it has to do with the death in God's people. This is amazing. We would not think about such a thing, right? We think, yeah, we are born again, we have the eternal life. Death is overcome. We don't have a problem with that anymore, right? But that's not how it is. The Lord said, speak to the children of Israel. The Lord speaks to us that we need Christ as a red heifer. Now the Lord wants that death would be fully overcome in us. Not only in our spirit where we are born again, but also in our soul and even in our body. If it is about the things of God, our body is such a problem. It becomes tired, incapable. You can do amazing things with your body, but if it is about God's purpose, it is like nothing is working anymore. Nothing is functioning. You're getting tired, you're hungry, thirsty. It's like you cannot even sit down for 5 minutes and read and pray and come to the Lord. And even if you do that, and you're body is under control, then there is your mind, right? You want to pray, and then suddenly your mind is going just somewhere, right? Things come up from 10 years ago, and from yesterday, and tomorrow, and attacks from left and right. Then what is that? That is death. It is really among us as God's people, there is so much death in our soul and in our body, and we realize whenever it is about serving God, then we realize we need realize there is opposition. It is difficult to consecrate yourself, and the Lord wants to save us from that and has to save us from that now. And it's so wonderful. It is a young red heifer. And red, this color, the Bible shows us the blood is representing life. It is not only for the redemption, but also for representing life. And this red, it is shining bright. And it shows the Lord was full of life. He was never dead. He was always prepared to do the will of God. And then, if he's young, why is it young? If you see the children, they are young. And you see life when you look at the children. If you go with them to the playground, you don't have to encourage them to speak up. You don't have to do that. No, they do it out of themselves. They speak, they move. That's what they do because they're young, right? But what about us? The Lord was young, without spot, without wrinkle, always alive for the will of God. And the cow shows it is female. So the strength to bring forth life, that's what the woman does, right? A woman brings forth life. If you see a birth happening, it is a wonder, it is a miracle. And life comes forth by the woman. And this is like this young red cow, this heifer. Everything in Christ is alive. There's no death in him. And even when he was physically dead, death could not hold him, right? What a wonderful person is the Lord. Hebrews 7 shows us, why is the Lord like that? Because he has this indestructible life, so that he is a priest today. That's what it is there for. We have this song that no death can hold back the resurrection life, but what we miss there is the priestly service, because it actually speaks about the priestly service, this wonderful life. It is especially for the priestly service. And you can see that the proof is Hebrews 7, Hebrews 7 verse 15, and it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest. So it is about the priesthood, who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of endless life. Wonderful. This undestructible, indestructible life is connected to the priestly service. The Lord has lived such a life, gave such a life to us, that this priestly service could be practiced in his kingdom. Praise the Lord. Indestructible, yeah. No matter how much heat you put on it, but it will not melt. Isn't it wonderful? They did whatever they wanted with the Lord. Even Satan himself tested him. But did the Lord fall? Did he give up? Oh, okay, no, I'm hungry. Okay, stone, become bread. For him, it's not a problem, right? But no, he didn't do that. And his life is indestructible. Even when he was crucified, no bone was broken. And his word, bone, it has to do with the power of life. So even when the Lord was crucified, the power of his life was not broken. What a Christ! What a wonderful young red heifer. And why do we need it? Why do we need him? What do we need him for? To serve him as priest. We should tell the Lord, Lord, restore us fully for the priestly service. Yeah, make us alive through and through, in spirit, soul and body, to serve you as priest. We need it through and through. And only the spirit is not enough. Our whole soul needs to be saturated with his resurrection life. In 1 Corinthians 15, there's this wonderful life verse. In verse 54, 1 Corinthians 15, 54. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and his mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And what do we need this victory for? In verse 58, therefore, if we really experience resurrection, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Yeah. Abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Yeah, we really need so much more resurrection life. Oh, Jesus Christ. And resurrection means death is swallowed up. The difference of life and resurrection is we all have life, but resurrection means it is even stronger life. It is a life that swallows up death, which overcomes death. We have, and that's what we need. We have so much death in us, and we need resurrection, that in my mind death would be swallowed up. Lord Jesus Christ, around us, the whole world is full of death. No one asks for the will of God. Religion is full of death. Everyone does what he likes. Why are there so many churches today? Can it be that all churches do the will of God? And they're also different? Is it possible? Rainer told me a while ago, when we prepared for this meeting, a brother sent him some messages that he listened to, and then Rainer listened to it, because the brother, oh, they're so good, you have to listen to it. Listen to it. And Rainer listened to it, and he told him, do you know what, brother? They all contradict each other. Yeah, one of them says this, and the other one says no, it's the other way around. So if these brothers cannot even speak the same thing, how come the Spirit speaks through them? How is it possible? Yeah. No, it cannot be. And also today, it is really a sickness. God's people nourishes himself from so much death. There's so many preachers. One is saying this, one is saying that. The one says you can lose salvation, the other one says you cannot. The one says we are going to heaven, the other one says no, no one goes to heaven. One is saying that, the other one is saying this. If you eat such a food, what will happen to you? You are dead. This food is mortal food. And these days I realized newly, we as priests, if it is about spiritual death, one main reason is unhealthy spiritual food. Or it's not enough. Either it's not enough, or it's corrupted food. Yeah, unhealthy food. And what is the proof for that? It is the seven churches in Revelation. The church in Ephesus, their problem was they left their first love, but what was the reason? Didn't they have works? They have works. Didn't they have a spirit of discernment? No, they were able to discern. Were they not ready to give up something for the Lord? No, they were ready to give up many for the Lord or to suffer for the Lord. But their problem was the lack of life. Because the Lord said to them, "He who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life." So their problem was, the problem of Ephesus, why did they lose their first love? Because they had a lack of life, of healthy spiritual food. And there, that's how death enters in. And it's the same for us. Why is there death? Because we read something about this world, and then we are surprised we cannot serve as a priest anymore. We don't have strength anymore. We cannot pray. And Tuesday evening at the prayers meeting, you're so tired. You don't know what does the Father want us to pray. And you pray for anything. The problem is, very quickly, you are deceived by the enemy not to eat the right thing, the right food. This spiritual food in these epistles to the churches is mentioned again and again, and that's why there is so much death, spiritual death. And for us as priests, it is really, the question is, what do we eat? It's really important. If we read 30 minutes about the newspaper, if your neighbor does that, who just does religious things or lives in the world, it's not a problem. But if we as priests do that, and then suddenly there's a need for a priestly service, then we are dead. When, why is that? Because we didn't take heed when it comes to our spiritual food. It is happened so quickly. The Lord rebuked me these days. Be careful what you eat, your spiritual food. It should be enough and it should be healthy. And don't eat this dead food of this world. And these days there was a book at home speaking about the health, speaking about health, and I was like, okay, I read it and kept reading it, but at some point the Lord told me, put it away, let it be, you're a priest. And why? I mean, this book, it is nothing sinful, and it's even useful, but just this unconscious way of dealing with these things, it will enter, it will bring in death into your life. And then you die spiritually, and you don't have the power to serve as a priest, to do what God wants from you. And why is it? Because of the tricks of the enemy, yeah. And the church in Pergamos that has gone into the world, what did the Lord prepare as a solution? He said, "He who overcomes, I will give the hidden manna." So it's again the spiritual food. So why is it that you go into the world? Is it because you don't eat the healthy food? You don't eat enough of this healthy food. So it is not just about what we do, but it is about what is happening in our mind. And in our mind, we need it. Death needs to be overcome. Yeah, Lord Jesus, save us in our mind. Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles. Walk in terrible sin. Is it what it says here? No. It says in the futility of their mind. Is it sin? Is it bad? Futility is futility, it's not sin. But what happens if you deal with futility? Such a loose thought about things in this world, about things in religion, about my daily life. If I'm not careful, house, my job, my family. I'm sorry I'm saying that, but in a sense, it is also a futility because it will pass away. We have to deal with these things, but the question is, how important is it in my life? If these things in my thoughts rule in my thoughts, then I'm dead. Then death is there. If I wake up and everything that is I'm busy with in my mind are those things, that's a sign of spiritual death. It's really a problem. The Lord needs to save us even deeper. The futility of our mind, having their understanding darkened. Then I don't know where is God going. What is he doing? What does he want to do today? And then I decide, okay. Then my decision about do we have a conference or not, then my decision would be no. For me, the decision this time would have been no, because I was so busy these days. But then the Lord told me, ask me. Don't go according to your futility of your mind. If I'm darkened in my mind, then my decision will be according to my darkened mind. And my logic is, oh, there's so many things to do. That's my logic, yeah. But that is not God's logic. And then I'm alienated from the life of God. And I don't ask anymore, where is God's purpose and the kingdom of God? What does God want? So to deal with the futility of our daily life, it is very, very dangerous for us, for a servant of God. So it doesn't mean you don't deal with these things anymore. But the question is, what is the priority in my life? What is the first thing in my life? And if you have to deal with many things, it is not so easy to keep up this priority. You're dealing with your children and household all day. What do you need? Colossians 3, I really enjoyed these verses these days. Colossians 3, 1-4, this is the young red heifer. Yeah, it really helps us to experience salvation in the spirit of our mind. Colossians 3, 1-4, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen. Wonderful. Yeah, if you were raised with Christ, what is the proof of resurrection? You seek those things which are above. To seek is a process. It's not in a moment. If you want to seek something, if you really seek for something, you are busy with it. Seek what is above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. And then he repeats, set your mind on things above. It's like an activity through the resurrection, not on things on the earth. not, he doesn't say you're not on that, what is sin? Our problem is if we think about sinful things, then I realize, okay, I should not do that. I should not have such thoughts about anyone else. Being angry and... Yeah, then I should not do that. I know I should purge that out. But what if I just think about my daily life all the time, yeah? Like in the days of Noah, eating, drinking, getting married, planting, building. If I think about these things all the time, it is a sign of spiritual death. Those are the things on the earth. And in these days, the Lord really spoke to me and warned me, cry out to me all the time that your thinking is with the things above, and it would stay there. Yeah, we really need a renewing of our mind. The Lord needs to give us resurrection life. It's not that easy. Earth has gravitation, right? There's gravitation, not only for our body, but also for our mind. Unfortunately, so quickly we think about our daily things. So, yeah, what do I do today? What is with my day? What do I need to fix today? And then I'm attached to these things. And what can save me from that? Yeah, if you are raised with Christ, we need resurrection. This death and gravitation needs to be swallowed up in our mind. That is not about the things of this earth, but about the things of God's kingdom. The priestly service. Yeah, Lord Jesus, this is what we really need. What is really needed. Therefore, let us daily eat the priestly food. Yeah, and the bread in the tabernacles. Do you know why or how long they were put there until the priests would eat it? It's for 7 days before the face of God. So God examines this food 7 days, for 7 days, and then the priest is allowed to eat it. What a commandment for our food. And I, when I see it, immediately, I take it in, I read it, whatever I'm interested in. But our food is actually food that is put before the face of the Lord. Priestly food, tested by the Lord, examined by the Lord. And then the priest is allowed to eat it. So if we are so nourished, so holy and pure, then we will have a lot of life. We can really try that, yeah. Yeah, so then I put away all things that I thought would be good, and then I just took in the pure milk of the word, and then the result was the resurrection life. This is so healthy for us to eat this priestly food. Amen. That our thinking, our mind would be with the things above. And the Lord said it himself in Matthew 6. The Lord said, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So what should we do? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. Lord Jesus, how can we do that? We need this young red heifer to experience a deeper cleansing of death. I appreciate it. Whenever we have a conference, I realize there will be a time where we cooperate with the Lord much more intense. And I realize a deeper cleansing from the Lord, yeah? And it's good on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's not good because I realize every time I realize there's, again, death entered into my life. Yeah, but the word says we have died for the things in this world. So we are here, but in our hearts, we should be with the things in the heavenly places. We need this resurrection, this wonderful resurrection, this young red heifer, amen. This is really the cleansing for the priesthood. Amen. Our Jesus Christ. And the Lord said it to Sardis. He said very clearly, you have works, but you have the name that you're alive and you're dead. And this is a disaster for the church. You don't know when I will come. Then if we are like that, then the return of the Lord is not in our hearts, right? But in verse 4, in Revelation 3, he says, you have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments. So also today, among God's people, the Lord has not many, but may the Lord wake us up in this weekend to grasp this resurrection, that we would be those that walk with him in white garments. Those are priestly garments for sure. And then he goes on and says, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. Yeah, to overcome death. What is the reward? The reward is, I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So that means we receive the reward. And this reward is connected in Sardis with overcoming death. Amen, Lord Jesus Christ. So may the Lord appear to us newly, and would we grasp him newly, that we overcome this death to serve as a priest, and that our spiritual nourishment would be a priestly one. That we are not on this earth, but from that what is above. Because this resurrection brings us to the things on above, to the only thing that will last. Yeah. May the Lord strengthen us. I realize the gate is narrow and the way is narrow, and a few only will find it. And he says, or to hear this word, it is really easy, but to practice it daily, it needs our cooperation. And he says, only a few find it. This means it is not easy, not automatically. You need to overcome. May the Lord strengthen us all, that we overcome spiritual death. And we would be free from it to practice the priesthood. That's the proof that we overcame death, that we serve as priests. Praise the Father for such a Christ. It qualifies us for this priestly service. We'll be clothed and we'll walk in white garments with me. Yeah, we want to see nothing of the spiritual death in our priestly service. In no way we want to be defiled by that. Amen. We want to be worthy to walk with you. Oh Lord, swallow up all death in our whole being. That you would confess us before the Father. Yeah, stir up your priesthood through your Christ. Amen. Yeah, fill us fully with you. Yeah, save us. Yeah, cleanse us from all futility, Lord. Yeah, we praise you, Lord. For you are young and fresh, full of life. Female, yeah, you bring forth life. We need salvation. We are so thankful that we have you. We need more life. We don't want to have to do anything with death. I was really touched. Because I'm busy with so many things. When I wake up in the morning, there's so many things I want to do. And this is not... This is not the thing of the Lord, but the things of my life. Some would think, oh, he's retired, he has not much to do. But today I realized the enemy is really smart. And I realized he made me busy with so many things, to do so many things. And I'm too slow, but I have to say, I'm happy that the Lord speaks to us in such a way that we would be smart and not so busy with our daily life, but to see that the Lord is our red heifer, our salvation. And he wants to bring us back to life. And why? Because we are priests. And priests should be busy with the things of the Lord.
And I want to thank the Lord for his word.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to rise. I want to go upwards. I want to be busier with the things of God's life. One thing I just remembered.
What's on the top of your mind?
That's how you say it in English. What is on the top of your mind? That means, yeah, what decides of what will happen in your life, right? So in the resurrection of the Lord, on the top of our mind is the priestly service. So the Lord has to save us through this wonderful resurrection life. It is so practical. Then we realize we have power to serve the living God as a priest. And that's what it's about today. And everything else will pass away. It will not last. Only what we serve the Lord as a priest today will last. There's nothing to do with becoming a monk, but the question is, what is the number one in your life? And that's what we need this Christ for, as his red heifer, every day, and again, newly, again and again. Not only one time, but again and again, new. That it would stay as it is. Song 4:7-3. Song
4:7-3. Amen. Halleluja. Der Geist. Amen. Mein kostbarer Unterpfand. Denkt höher uns im guten Land. Amen. Thank you. Ich steige höher Tag für Tag und bete stets an meinem Lauf. Herr, leite mich doch ganz hinauf. Bring uns voran im guten Land, hinauf auf einen höheren Stand. Der schmale Weg weist mir die Bahn, höher zu dir, dem Ziel voran.
And it's really not about how much time you have. It is about living in the resurrection life. It is about looking towards our wonderful great God and not at the giants. And on Tuesday, I looked at my great God, and even though I was really busy in much things, and it was wonderful. But yesterday, somehow I didn't look at my great God. I was in many occupation and so busy, in the end I was dead. But yeah, so it's not about how busy you are, but it's about looking towards the God, the great God. seek first for the kingdom of God and after his righteousness, then everything else shall be added unto you. I also want to share an experience with you that I made in the evening when I want to sleep. The day is in my mind. All the thoughts that want to come back again and want to occupy me and what I have to do on the next day. But then I would think, stop, no. I will seek first the kingdom of God. And I think we can decide what we think. And then I say, Jesus, no, I want to give thanks to everything what you have done good for me. I have a request. And I know I have to live in this world. And we have our responsibilities and we need to be a responsible person. And then I tell Jesus, Lord Jesus, you remind me next morning for the important things that have to be done. But now I want to thank you for everything that you did. And since I started doing this with a conscious, and then the Lord in the morning, next morning, he gives me the right thoughts and he reminds me about the things that are to be done. I tell you, he has prepared everything. Here in Degerloch, I'm looking for a new house, living. And then it started again with all the thoughts in my mind, and I said, no. And then I made this appointment. But the vendor didn't call me. But the Lord told me, just go there and drive by. Just have a look at it. And I rang the bell. And then I went upstairs and I even heard voices, and there was the vendor with his wife. Am I right here? Ah, great that you're here. We didn't expect you here now. We expect someone else. We expect delivery. And he doesn't come, but you come in. I show you the flat. And I tell you, it was prepared by the Lord. I could preach the gospel to them. Hallelujah. And then afterwards, I was so happy. And then let's see what God is doing, if I'm allowed to get that flat. And then I also told him, when the delivery service doesn't come now, we can also pray for it. And then he said, oh, really? Can we pray for things like this? God said, yeah, we can even pray for these things. They didn't know that because they were Catholic. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. At 7:30 p.m., there's the next meeting. We have 1.5 hours time for dinner. We prepared some